4,000 solar panels rest on a south-facing hillside at Mark West Quarry, northeast of Santa Rosa. They overlook a huge pit covering about 90 acres.
I'm Bill Williams. I'm the general manager of Bodine Company. We crush rock down into small rock, and then we have to convey that rock, and then we have to process it and screen it. And so we have to move heavy material using electricity, as well as sometimes we wash that rock. Consumes a lot of power to move that water.
At one point, the company's annual electric bill was almost $500,000.
And so we thought it would make more sense to draw our energy from the sun than from the grid.
The quarry's 1 megawatt solar panel installation went online 2 years ago. They could put in more panels. They have the space for it. But considering what PG&E currently offers them to feed excess power back into the grid, Dean Soylan, president of the company, says they're planning to wait.
If we had a local power agency in place, then the local power agency could tailor how it structures its rate tariffs. And currently, because we have one power utility, we have no choice. And that for-profit utility has to answer to its shareholders.
That may soon change. This week, the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors voted to move forward in creating a regional power authority that would compete with PG&E in selling electricity. Sonoma Clean Power believes it can offer rates near or below PG&E while selling a higher portion of renewable electricity, 33% to start, compared with PG&E's 20%. Woody Hastings of the Santa Rosa-based Climate Protection Campaign has helped formulate the county's plans. He says residents and businesses who feed energy back into the grid now often complain.
They do not get a very good deal in terms of surplus power fed back to the grid. Sonoma Clean Power will not have a magic wand, but it is looking to offer a better structure once it's up and running.
Hastings will moderate a session Friday at the Sustainable Enterprise Conference in Rohnert Park, covering how the Power Authority will seek to support local business, things like more favorable feed-in rates and funding for local energy projects. At Tuesday's county hearing, some expressed concern over the Sonoma Clean Power Authority's initial plans to rely on renewable energy certificates. Hunter Stern, a representative of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, urged supervisors to consider more closely where exactly the electricity would be sourced from.
If you are relying on renewable energy certificates, then it doesn't provide work for our members or anybody else.
Renewable energy certificates, or RECs, allow an electricity provider to meet renewable portfolio goals by effectively buying clean energy in an area where it's not in demand and selling it in an area where it is. While Sonoma Clean Power would initially use RECs, planners say that would primarily be a bridge. Within a few years, they hope, more local renewable generating projects would come online, supported in part by Sonoma Clean Power. And that, says Soylan and Williams from the Bodine Company, would be a game changer for local businesses.
I know there's going to be apprehension and concern because people sometimes are uncomfortable with change, but I think this is a big step in the right direction.
Sonoma Clean Power planners will make more details available in the coming months. I'm Danielle Venton for KRCB's North Bay Report.